Good morning. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is Wake Up Call for WBAA News. I'm Chris Morisievica. This is our opportunity to ask newsmakers or people involved with significant issues affecting residents in West Central Indiana. This morning, my guest is Professor Susan Chatton, a professor of history at the St. Joseph's College in Rensselaer. Good morning, Professor Chatton. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, and we're here today to get an update on what's happening on the Rensselaer campus there at St. Joseph's College. We'll start with one of the more recent activities, and that is you are one of six tenured faculty who are party to a lawsuit against the St. Joseph's College administration. What is it, in a nutshell, that the faculty are seeking from the college?
Clarity, for the most part, and consistency in their message to us about how the closure is going to be handled as far as our contracts and benefits are concerned. We have a very clear contract and faculty handbook that spell out what's supposed to happen to tenured faculty once financial exigency has been declared. But unfortunately, we keep getting mixed messages from the administration about exactly what they are, in fact, going to do. And so as we're trying to plan the next stage of our lives and where we're going from here as individuals, many of us with families and children in school here, we don't even know what our last date of employment is, for example. We don't know how much our severance is going to be, when it's going to start and end. We have had one thing told to us in person and another given to us in writing, both of which are different from what our contracts say. And so we felt like in order for us to have some sense of security and know where exactly we stand, we need to have this in front of a court and have a judge sort it out and say, here's what has to happen and how it has to happen.
And can you give me a quick example of one of the inconsistencies? I'm thinking about that tenured faculty would get a certain length of notice if their jobs were to be eliminated or there were a financial exigency.
Yes. Our contracts state that we will be given 1 year's notice in order to have time to seek other jobs and make all the other arrangements that are necessary to relocate if that's what's going to happen. And that if that is not possible or doesn't happen, we would be compensated for a year's worth of employment. And so that is what it clearly says. But they came back with a termination letter putting two stipulations on it that are nowhere in our contract or handbook, one of those being that if we found other employment, we had to let them know, and the implication was they would readjust our severance pay, that we would lose a dollar for every dollar we were earning somewhere else from our severance pay. And that can clearly impact someone's decisions, decision-making about employment. The other one is that they only offered us 2/3 of our salary instead of our full salary. And again, that just came out of the blue. We weren't prepared for that.
Well,
those are two of the major things.
Okay. And thank you. And explain for folks who maybe aren't familiar with the contracts and tenured faculty arrangements typically between universities and faculty members, is what is the impact of this on then the faculty member's ability to move forward in a job search?
Well, a tenured faculty member, of course, has a very different status from a non-tenured faculty. And the system was originally put in place to guarantee academic freedom, that professors would be free from pressure to lose your job if you do or don't say certain things in the classroom or in your research. And so it's a certain form of job security if you are performing your job correctly. The system for hiring professors is a little bit different than perhaps the secondary or elementary school teachers, because it usually happens earlier in the year. So when we had a February 3rd announcement of our closing, most jobs had already been posted and some searches were already closed. And so we were at a serious disadvantage. We're finding that a lot of universities and colleges are looking for younger faculty members who don't have tenure. They can be offered one-year contracts, so it's easier to break them if this college doesn't want them full-time. They are generally cheaper. And so it's a tough market out there. It's very difficult for tenured faculty, especially as they get older, to find reasonable positions that would pay comparably, that are in our field, and are in places that we can move and live a good quality of life in.
Well, and what's your situation? You've been at St. Joseph's College for more than 25 years.
Yes, almost 30 years, yes. Like a lot of my colleagues, my search has been sort of put on hold because of my immediate concern, much like so many of us out there, all of the faculty, really. The focus has been on the students and getting them through this semester. For example, many of us are teaching extra classes in a condensed form so that students who only had maybe one more semester to go after this year could in fact finish and graduate from St. Joe's in May rather than looking to transfer and go to another school just for one semester.
And so, go ahead.
It's been very difficult to focus on, you know, my own future when you're really trying to wrap things up here first and do what's right by the students.
Well, and real quickly, we have about 30 seconds left. How do you function? I mean, do administrators interact? Do you hear from the administration while all this is going on? Or what's the atmosphere on campus?
It's extremely tense. That's one of the reasons we did the lawsuit is we can't get answers. We're very frustrated. I personally feel a sense of betrayal by the administrators that we're not being given more information and helped in more concrete ways. So it's been a very, very stressful time, and stories are still being written. We'll see where it happens with everyone.
All right. Thank you so much, Professor Susan Chatton of St. Joseph's College. We wish you and everyone there well as your lives change and you're searching for what to do next. Thanks for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you so much, Chris. We appreciate your time.